If you ask the average American what he thinks about African children, he would probably say that most of them live in poverty and are very thin. That average American, and perhaps many other people in the world, would probably be surprised by a recent World Health Organization report that paints a very different picture. Karen Leggett tells us what the report said.
The World Health Organization says there has been a sharp increase in the number of children in developing countries who weigh too much. In African countries, the WHO says the number of overweight or obese children is 2 times as high as it was 20 years ago. Around the world, about 43 million children under the age of 5 were overweight in 2011. Doctors use height, weight, and age to measure whether a person is underweight, normal, overweight, or obese. Overweight and obese children are more likely to become overweight and obese adults. The condition can lead to serious health problems like diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Francesco Branca is the director of the WHO Department of Nutrition for Health and Development. He says people are eating manufactured or processed food more often. He says it often has a high sugar, fat, and salt content. The WHO also says people are gaining weight because of city lifestyles. They travel in cars or other vehicles more than on foot, and they are less physically active in general. The WHO says it is common to find poor nutrition and obesity in the same country, the same community, and even in the same family. And experts say lowering obesity rates is especially complex in countries that also deal with high rates of infectious diseases. The WHO has some basic solutions for individuals and countries. The organization says to lower your intake of fat, sugar, salt, and processed food. It says eat more fruits and vegetables and increase physical activity. The WHO says these actions are especially important for children. And WHO experts say mothers should breastfeed their babies for at least the first 6 months of life, if possible. WHO official Francesco Branca says governments should consider providing vitamins for children. He says educational campaigns about problems linked to obesity would also help. And he says government policies should deal with how food is marketed to children. Mr. Branca says food manufacturers must balance quality and taste with the dangers of sugar, fat, and salt. He also said reducing the number of overweight